The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, on behalf of St. Vincent Catholic Charities, is suing the Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, the federal government, and others. The complaint is that the faith-based adoption agency's First Amendment rights and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act were violated in a recent settlement. The Attorney General and the American Civil Liberties Union settled a lawsuit filed on behalf of a same-sex couple who were turned away by a faith-based adoption agency on a state contract. Joining us now is Nick Reeves. He's an attorney with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So why are you suing the Michigan Attorney General?
So we brought this lawsuit because after the ACLU and the state settled their previous disagreement in March of this year, the Attorney General announced that the state would no longer partner with faith-based agencies like our client St. Vincent simply because of their religious beliefs.
You also sued the Department of Health and Human Services, the federal agency. Why sue that agency?
Right. So we included HHS in the lawsuit because while they do have a lot of good laws on the books that protect faith-based agencies like our client, the Attorney General interpreted certain federal regulations to require them to take action against St. Vincent, and we wanted to make sure HHS could clarify and make clear that those regulations don't actually do what the state says they do.
Why do faith-based adoption agencies refuse to place children with the same-sex couples?
So I think the important point here is actually that they follow state law and they refer these same-sex couples to other agencies that better suit their needs. I think the focus needs to be on the children and on diversity and foster care. So, for example, there are over 90 different agencies in the state that provide foster care and adoption services to the children in need, over 13,000 kids in Michigan. And many of these agencies specialize. They provide behavioral health services and special medical services. They only operate in certain geographic regions. They might have a long waiting list. So the state actually tells potential foster and adoptive parents to find the agency that's the best suited for their needs. And there are numerous agencies that do all different types of these special works. And St. Vincent, consistent with its Catholic beliefs, the one thing it can't do is endorse relationships that violate their beliefs.
Well, let me interrupt you just for a second because I'm trying to get to, if an agency is accepting state funds for the service, why do you think it shouldn't be required to serve everyone?
Sure. So the nuance here is that St. Vincent does not use state money to perform home studies and to endorse the relationships and the families that it does certify. The state money only flows after St. Vincent accepts a referral and a child is placed in one of these homes. So it's actually not using state funds to perform these home studies. And I think the other element is the state contracts with agencies that have other requirements, like some agencies only work with Native American children. Some agencies specialize in children with disabilities. And those things would similarly violate the state's anti-discrimination requirements.
What religious belief is violated by the settlement between the ACLU and the state of Michigan?
Sure. So St. Vincent, as a Catholic organization, is unable to endorse marital relationships that are inconsistent with its faith. And that means, as a Catholic organization, it believes that marriage is between one man and one woman, and therefore it can't endorse any other relationships that are inconsistent with that belief.
What Christian scripture or teaching forbids letting same-sex couples adopt?
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on that, and those are St. Vincent's long-held Catholic beliefs on this issue.
So what happens if you're not successful in this lawsuit?
So St. Vincent would have to close down its foster care and adoption ministry. The only way they're able to provide this service is through a license and a contract with the state. So without either of those, they would be forced to turn away any kids that came to them, and all the parents that they've certified and that work with them would be forced to either try to find another agency or stop providing their important ministry.
Nick Reeves is an attorney with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.